Responsibility is for you to occupy until he returns. You notice here in Luke chapter 19, verse 12, and he said unto them, therefore, a certain nobleman, that would be our Messiah, went into a far country, that is the city that we seek. And he, after he went into the far country, to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. Now, think about this. And to return. Well, he returned on the day of Pentecost. He brought New Jerusalem, the city that we seek, down to planet Earth. And now, as many that have received him are now occupying. And ladies and gentlemen, the awesome responsibility of occupation of the city, meaning that you are the governor, you are the controller, you are the keeper of your city. Now, the Bible said to keep yourself from the world, keep yourself unspotted. Do not mix the holiness of the city, as we'll find out in Matthew 5:14. And listen to what he said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. I'm talking about the Messiah as he relates to us and sets us an example. And he said, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. Now, ladies and gentlemen, he wanted your light to shine. He wanted you to be in control of the oil of the temple. You see, you are the temple. And God's presence, the Holy Spirit, the Shekinah glory, dwells in you, if so be that you are a child of the King. Now, I'm going to show you tonight in our study, and I hope and trust you get a pencil and paper, or a pen and paper, and be ready to take down my address and my telephone number, and I will send you tonight a track entitled The Possession of the City, How to Possess, How to Obtain, Possess, Control, and Inherit the City. Now, let me give you a verse of scripture here in Matthew chapter 4, verse 5. This happens to everyone that comes into possession of something valuable. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the gift of God is eternal life. And once it is given, Satan, the old destroyer or the destructor, he came to kill you, steal you, or destroy you, or to keep you from your appointed destiny to overcome and occupy. So therefore, the devil took him into the city. Now let's change that just a moment and let's come back, and as he was tempted in all points, so shall you. These things are written for your learning. The devil took him into the city, so let's say the devil took you into the city and had him stand on the pinnacle of the temple. Has Satan offered you something instead of the truth? Has he offered you a form and a fashion? Has he offered you a seem right way? Has he offered you the fake city? The city that seems right? The city that gives you comfort? The city that makes you one of them? A city that makes you the norm rather than the exception? A city that sets you on the Broadway. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, there is a terrible sin here in the Bible, and that is in the book of Revelations. Go with me, if you will, to the 16th chapter of the book of Revelations, and let us lay a gestalt, if you will, some groundwork on the great city in the book of Revelations. There's two that are written about, and one of these cities is the city of deception. The other is the city of truth. One is on the Broadway. One is downtown Charlie, if you will, downtown with a norm, and the other is in that off back road, let's say, narrow path, a way that few find, by the way, a way that few occupy, a way that will bring hardship and burdens and troubles and temptations and aggravations, for the Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous. Oh yes, there is many afflictions for those who will carry the burden of the inner city of light. Are you one of those that displays correct times? You see, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not on the correct time channel with heaven, if you're not hooked into the perfect time channel of the inner city where the lights are to be turned on and off with these divine appointments for you to know when to worship your Father, when to approach your Father, when to praise your Father, and when to acknowledge your Father, or when to occupy the city within. Now, do not look for some natural city like Old Jerusalem, that place called Sodom in the Bible where our Messiah was crucified. He's not coming back there anymore. There is not one scripture in the Bible that says that Christ will ever set his feet anymore on the Mount of Olives, although there are scriptures references that he would set his feet, and he did. Just like there will not be any more forerunners to Christ. John was the Elijah, if you will have it, if you will understand it. John, the forerunner, the Elijah, has done come, mentioned in prophetic Bible, and yet we've got people today that say he's going to come, and they are just as ignorant and unlearned in the scriptures and the revelations of those, even in the days of the Messiah, when they said, well, why is it said in the book of Zechariah that Elijah, and the book of Malachi, why is it said that Elijah must first come and restore all things before the coming of the Messiah? And Christ said, he has done come, and you recognize not the light or the city or the revelation or the thought that he did come. They recognized it not and didn't know that he spoke to them of John the Baptist. There will be no more John the Baptist or no more Elijah coming because he's done come. Now then, the only thing that is left to happen is the building of the internal, if you will, the inner kingdom, not the outward kingdom. Most churches, most belief systems is geared or is looked upon as an external coming of Christ. Christ's coming is internal. Well, Pastor Buddy, will there ever be an external coming of the mighty ones? Yes, there will. His coming, at his coming, it mentions here in Luke the 19th chapter about the occupying your city till he comes. Now, I done referred to you in Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 4, that he came upon the day of Pentecost in a spiritual kingdom setting, that he set the city of the New Jerusalem, not the old, for the Bible said, flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God. You must, as it is recorded in the scriptures, be in possession of your thought process to know the time of your visitation. you must know the truth. The Bible said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Are you free from the burden of false times, false appointments that Satan has set so skillfully? The Bible said that Satan, the deceiver, the deceptor, will set you on a high pinnacle. He'll bring you a deceptive way. And did you know that 99% of the people upon the earth have accepted this false way, or the way that seemeth right? That many go thereon, for broad is the way. This broad way is not like fighting and drinking and cursing and things that we call sin. This Broadway is a woman. She herself is adorned with spiritual garments. Not the spirit of truth, but the spirit of error. Not the spirit of righteousness, but the spirit of evil. Oh yes, she appears good, wholesome, and beautiful. But inwardly, as the scriptures talked about, the ability to see within, you are full, he said, of dead men's bones, or inside these temples are ravenous wolves laying in wait to deceive the very elect, if possible. Have you been given false times and false settings by this beautiful woman that is clothed here in the 16th chapter of the book of Revelations? And I will refer you down to the seventh seal. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are in the opening of the seventh seal. Yes, this is the final seal. There'll be no more opening after this seal. And notice, as I go down to verse 17, and the seventh angel poured out his vial in the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven saying, the throne, from the throne, saying, it is done. Now, the final episode, the great clash of the two cities. One city is a righteous city. One of these cities is a holy city. The other city is a seem-right city, a non-holy city, and a city that will deceive the very elect, if possible. Now, here we go. And the great city was divided. And the great city, verse 19, follow me if you will, Revelations chapter 16. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came into remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Oh my, the great city was the woman. Great Babylon, the woman, where in the 13th verse we have out of her coming three very unclean spirits. Now remember in Daniel 7:25, they will think the first thing that this unclean spirit decided to do was to divide up the Godhead and make it an unholy trinity and give man a false illusion of who the true and the eternal God. John 1:1 said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The 14th verse says, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The 10th verse of John 1 says, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, he gave them power to become the sons of God, even to them that would believe, obey the city doctrine of righteousness, the city in you. Make sure that the light in you is not darkness. There is people that seem like they got the light. They confess Christ. But the Bible says in the day that they come before him and they confess him and say, Lord, Lord, haven't we done many wonderful works in your name? Then he shall say unto them, Christ, the eternal city, the true one, will say unto them, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Oh my, ladies and gentlemen, in that day, you will see mothers and fathers, sons and daughters, eternally separated, because they shall be two in the field, one taken and the other left. There shall be two grinding at the mill, one taken. See, it's a separation or a division of the thought process between those who seem right and those who are right. Now, God's ways are not man's ways. As heaven is higher than earth, so is God's ways higher than man. Oh yes, man has devised a unique system to operate Babylon, the city of the great whore, and I saw the cities of the nations fall, and great Babylon, which is, if you will, that city that was in itself set upon the hill, that was hidden, if you will, and hidden from the spiritual view of those who are seeking the truth, have been taken in by the sly and crafted deceit of man and his ability to deceive you by giving you a false illusion that flesh and blood shall inherit the kingdom of God. Ladies and gentlemen, the heir of the wicked, they sit and they build temples, they plan, they purchase land, they put mortar and bricks and stones up, thinking that that will attract Almighty God to that place. But as Solomon, in the book of Kings, when he found out that Almighty God does not dwell in temples made by hands, but rather comes to that little, poor, obscure place on any planet, finding a just heart and a place to dwell, behold, I was naked, and I was hungry, and you clothed and fed me. When did we see you this way, they shall say? Inasmuch as you did it unto the least of those little ones that believe in me. Take heed that you offend not one of those that believe in the true cause, that has the city of light set inside, that is producing not man's ways, but the truth of Almighty God. There is not enough prophets of truth that are preaching today to give instructions on how that a man can be saved. There is not enough prophets and teachers preaching today to bring the revelation of correction to those who have erred along the way, those who have been deceived by the city of deceit and the whore that sets upon many waters, that causes all of them to receive the mark. What is this mark? This is missing the mark. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the word sin, the definition for sin, is missing the mark. All those that had the mark of the beast were not to enter into the city. Oh my. And ladies and gentlemen, let me assure you right now that those who have received the mark are those who have got into the Broadway, got into a way that seemeth right, got into something that is perfect according to the flesh. It has grown big, it prospers, many people join it, they get great preachers, orators, those who have the ability, and therefore God will give them up to worship the creature rather than the Creator. And for this cause, they put on long robes, they look holy, they gather every Sunday and every Saturday in Christianity. Now, here it says, and the city was divided into three parts. The Bible says if the devil is divided against himself, he can't stand. Babylon is due to fall. Now, what is Babylon? It is a false illusion. It is a system set up to make you think you're right. In vain, Almighty God said and declared in His holy word, in vain they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. Are you willing to put on the whole armor? Are you willing to stand up like a true soldier? Are you willing to take the abuse that comes with serving truth? Are you willing to be ridiculed and talked about and turned out of the assemblies of the world's righteous temples that have been built to house this collective Babylonian system of a Broadway that seems right and is not right? Oh yes, it gets near, it gets nigh. It brings in a flesh mentality, a carnal mentality, if you will. A worldly sorrow. Everybody wants to go to heaven when they die. But are you willing to make sure of your election? Are you sure that your calling to occupy is within the framework of Almighty God's commandment structure? Bible says if a man says he loves God and won't keep his commandments, the truth is not in him. What about the Sabbath day? What does it have in relationship to the perfecting of the saints? It is a time out of time. Now let me repeat that. The city of Babylon has a time, and then the city of God, the true God, the one God, the eternal God, Yahweh, he has a time. And God said, my ways or my times are not your times. Oh yes, it's convenient for us to work from Monday till Friday, and then we have the option of Saturday or Sunday to come and worship. Or we can worship both days. Usually the whole worldwide system shuts down with a weekly time count that is structured and fostered and given to us by deception. Nowhere in the Bible did God structure a weekly application of time for the seasons and the times as it is stated in the Bible. Only God has the rule or the right to control the times and the seasons. Only God. Man has come along, perverted, if you will, come along, changed, if you will. Daniel 7:25, they shall think to change times and laws, and they will dwell in the city that seems right. They will worship at a time that seems right. And this time is Saturday, Sunday, or Friday. These are the three unclean spirit times of the weekly application of timekeeping. Nowhere in the authority of the Word of God is it given for you to keep Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. And these are the three unclean spirits that come out of the mouth of the beast and the false prophet and those who are unclean by receiving the instruction of the whore that corrupted the whole earth with her false doctrine. John saw her, how he admired her, how he wanted to join such a beautiful, unique, worldly system that seemed right. But then the book of Revelation again, 14 and verse 20. And the winepress was trodden outside the city, and blood came out of the winepress up to the horses' bridles for a distance of 200 miles. Revelation 11:13, and in that hour there was a great earthquake, and a tenth of the city fell. 7,000 people were killed in the earthquake, and the rest were terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven. The city of error. Notice Revelation 17:18. The woman whom you saw is that great city which shall deceive everyone whose name is not written on the Lamb's Book of Life. Again, Revelation 17:8, on whom you saw is the great city which reigns over the kings of the earth. You are a king. You are to possess your city. You are to be in observance of the city. You are to light the city. You are the light of the world. You are to guard. You are to occupy the city. Instead of that, we let man come along and do our thinking. Ladies and gentlemen, only God's word is justified to let you do your thinking through the word. If they speak not according to this word, It is because there is no light in them. They have changed God's eternal time table and turned themselves into sounding brass and tinkling cymbals. Oh, yes, indeed, they appear outwardly as men most beautiful, or women most beautiful, as they preach the grace plan so eloquently. Oh, they preach Christ here and Christ there, and the Bible says, go not out to sea. Do not leave your city unoccupied from the word to go out into these alluring places where they tempt you to come and worship with them. God Almighty's got a time set that is absolutely contrary to the laws of man. Now, 18 and 18 Revelations, and that was crying out as they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is likened unto this great city? And you know, it's not a natural city. This woman is a corruptible whore where men and women worship together and they commit fornication with their worship. They occupy the wrong city. Choices are now being presented to you, and choose this day who you'll serve. You need to write for my track on the correct timetable to worship Almighty God and occupy your city with your lights burning. Oh my, a very few people in the earth have the correct true times, and we'll prove that to you before our series as we go on each Sunday night on WWCR 5070 and 12.160. We're hoping, with the help of those who will support us, that we can get more radio time and we can be on at least five nights a week. I just came off of a station in California, five nights a week. I ministered there for over 3 years. And now I'm devoting my time exclusively to WWCR shortwave operations. And Dr. Gary and myself will be alternating in this series. He will produce messages of the health for the physical man, as well as the food for the spiritual being. Because if you're not healthy, I would above all things that you prosper and be in good health. And then I will bring the message that will bring healing to your bones. Did you know that the Word of God is a discerner to the very thoughts and intents of your heart, and that you are healthy in the navel if you have a belief system that is clean, and you have your lights burning in spiritual desires, and you are correct in the applications of your worship, that above all things, God wants you to prosper and be in good health, all even as your soul prospers. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, are you prepared to meet God on the day that he established? Let's go to the book of Genesis, again, chapter 1, for correct time applications. And this is the only calendar God ever made. This is the only calendar that you can apply signs, seasons, and days. Now, let me give it to you here in Genesis 1:14. And God said, let there be light. Now, ladies and gentlemen, remember, the Bible said you are a city full of light, set on a hill with your lights burning. Make sure the light that burns is not darkness. You see, there's a mirage. There is a people upon the earth that seem like they're right. And there are many of them. They worship in these worldly days and worldly times, and they shout, and they sing, and they praise, and they act like they're full of the Holy Spirit. But inwardly, when you bring the word of Almighty God straight down the pike, and don't add anything to it or take anything, just as it's written, when you correct them with their false times, then you'll see the Spirit rise up in them. I've had many Seventh-day people call me up and write me letters and say, oh, Pastor Buddy, you have ruined my thought process. I just thought I had it figured out that the Catholic Church had... only on this principle right here in Genesis 1:14. And God said, let the lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. Oh my, now we're beginning to count days here with the application of a process that is only indicative of the correct formula that Almighty God brought forth and told you to abide by these signs that will give you night and day for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. This is God's Almighty calendar. Now, let's go to the book of Isaiah quickly as we are laying again the city set upon the hill and asking you to occupy until he comes. Now, ladies and gentlemen, my question, when he comes, when he returns physically, you say, Pastor Buddy, do you believe that Almighty God, the living Christ, the eternal King, is coming back and every eye shall see him? That's what the book of Revelations, chapter 1 says, that all nations will mourn. They won't be happy to see him. Those who are building him a temple here and a temple there in the physical realm will be highly disappointed because his kingdom is not of this earth. His kingdom is not of this world. His soldiers are not physical soldiers to fight battles. Have we been lied to by the clergy and the church that we're fighting for honor and the democratic, which means demon rule or demonic rule? Ladies and gentlemen, we are locked into Babylon in this day in a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. Men are running to and fro, being deceived, seeking rest and finding none. Why? Because of this great, great deception of the woman, the city, great Babylon, who sets and reigns over the thought process of religion. Three unclean spirits. Those unclean spirits is Judaism, Islam, and Christianity. All of them combined together deceives you right or left. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, well, aren't you a Christian? Ladies and gentlemen, the word Christ-like means more than just saying that you are a Christian. The Bible says he that says he loves God and won't keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth ain't in him. Are you a Christian? You say, oh, yes. Well, what's the first commandment? Well, I don't know. Well, then you're not a Christian. A Christian will know the commands of his general or his master, and he will serve under the commands. And the Bible says if a man says he loves God and will not keep his commandments, you must know what his commandments are and being able to keep them. You say, oh, I'm just saved by the blood, Pastor Buddy. I don't have to do one earthly thing but believe on Jesus and be saved. Let me assure you, the Bible said he that continueth to the end, the same shall be saved. You must begin at a point of confession, and with that confession, you must begin to put on the armor. Now, if you're a babe, you think as a babe, you act as a babe, you talk as a babe, but when you become a man, you put away the childish things, and you get on the meat and get off the milk. Most Christians have been introduced to milk and have not took the recipe of meat, and therefore they're anemic. They can't stand the pressure of the word. They can't tolerate preachers like myself and others who preach the scorching revelation of truth and the word of Almighty God as it is written in the 66 books and the 44 writers and 1,189 chapters worth of nothing but eternal truth. The Bible said, preach the gospel, be instant in season out. If they speak not according to this word, it's because there's no light in them. There is a way that seemeth right, but if a man will believe on me, as the Scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. If you believe on Christ, as some denominational system has said, then you're a long way from the truth, because the difference between truth and a seem right way is the truth is a narrow way, and a few there be that find it. Would you like to join the few? Would you like to come out of her, that is Babylon, out of the denominational system of the three unclean spirits? Would you like to accept the truth in its raw, natural sense, not adulterated, not changed, not altered, not genetically tampered with, but the unadulterated truth, which is when he comes back. Listen to me, read the scriptures. And we're reading in the book of Isaiah, chapter 66, which is a future tense. For as the new heavens and the new earth, verse 22, which I shall make, shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. Remember, I told you that the Lamb's book, only the names that remain. Every name is written there, but only the names that remain. You know your name can be blotted out? Did you know that you are tested and tried? Did you know that every man, woman, or child that Christ chooses will receive the chastisements of the Word? And if you can't take the chastisement, if you can't take the heat, you can't get out. You must get out of the kitchen. You can't abide where fire is if you can't stand the fire test. Only 1/3, he said, will come through the fire as proven gold. Oh, yes. Many. Many. Walk contrary to truth. Many are deceived of the sly cunning craftiness of the charlatans, the preachers, the teachers, the priests, the priestess, and all these others that have authorized themselves and taken upon themselves a way that seemeth right, gone to the seminaries and become cemetery preachers, not flames of fire like Almighty God declared we must be. You'll know a man of God by the flame of fire that he issues out of his mouth. For out of his mouth shall come the living word of God, and from that you can draw from the source of strength the revelation of truth by proving all things, and in the mouth of two or three witnesses or scriptures let every word be established. Verse 23, it shall come to pass at that from one new moon. You see, the timekeeping process has always been by God's eternal sky calendar. You start your count on a new moon. This new moon was a day to observe a new beginning. When you see first crescent light, you go to work and you work for 6 days, and the moon will quarter itself out exactly in the four quarters, which will equal the 29 and a half days, and then you'll have a revolution of time to prepare for your new Sabbath. Sometimes these will double or triple in the end of the month. You say, well, we can't worship that way, Pastor Buddy, because, you see, we've got a time schedule of Babylon to keep. Oh, my, I know, the cheese gets binding. There is a way that seemeth right. Unless you love me more than you love these, many followed for the fish and the loaf. If you follow the world for Babylon for its fishes and loaves, let it feed you and clothe you, and then you will see Christ standing outside your city, naked and cold and hungry and tired and in prison, and you won't open to him. You won't come to him. You won't let him in on his time or his calendar or his days to worship him. Or to adore him, or to put clothes on him. Inasmuch as you did it not unto the least of these little ones, you did it not unto me. From one new moon to the other, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord. Now, what is this all flesh? What is this all flesh? It is a new flesh body, a body likened unto his glorious flesh body. You don't know what it'll be like, but you do know when he comes, you'll have a body likened unto his. This will be the body that you will eternally, from there on out, if you inherit, if you hold on, if you worship the truth here, you'll worship the truth there. If you don't love him here, you won't love him there. If you don't serve him here, you won't serve him there. If you don't honor him here, you won't honor him there. And on goes the truth. You see, Pastor Buddy's not welcome to preach in a denominational system. I'm an outcast by choice. I could be in the system, but I'd have to conform to the system and love the system and love the ways of the system and love the ways of the world. The Bible said, he that loves the world and the ways of the world, the love of the Father is not in him. But you see, John the Baptist, he had his head cut off. Christ, for the truth and the customs that he kept, he was killed for that. All the prophets of old suffered All the believers were hunted down like common criminal. They wandered in goatskins and sheepskins, destitute, and they were hungry and cold. They wandered in, and they had to dwell in caves and things of this nature. They were always outcast. And we're figuratively speaking here from the creature comforts of the world. The Bible said, beware of a man that's well spoken of. And if you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. But if you love the Father, the love of the world is not there. You can't serve two masters. Choose this day which one you'll serve. Which one will you honor? Will you honor the time-proven calendar of Almighty God for the city to have its lights turned on in your very being? That you could be a light to others. That you could be a beacon. But you can't be a beacon if your light don't shine. Are you shining for Christ? Is the truth shining out of your very being? Will the words of truth and joy and mercy and peace, the issues of life, come from your mouth? Or will the issues of death? Oh, yeah, the way that seems right. What is this way? This is the way where that men and women have taken the easy way. They have taken the traditional way. It is not in opposition against the world. It is in opposition to God's way. They have locked God and His truth out. And they have built them a city, Babylon. And they turned the light of the world on. They turned the ways of the world on. They turned the days and the timekeeping of the world on. And they have heaped to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they become the victims of the prophecy of the last days, that men shall be lovers of their own selves, proud boasters and blasphemers, despisers of those that will teach the truth and show them the correct way. You see, I get hated more for this message than any message that I've ever preached. And I've been a minister for over 40 years. I've studied the Bible for over 50 years. I know the Bible like I know the back of my hand. I've studied every scripture. I've read the Bible through backwards just to see if I've missed anything. I wanted to make sure by starting in the book of Revelations, chapter 22, and going to Genesis 1, that I would cover everything by reading through backwards and forward and backwards and forward. I have studied, I have prayed, I have fasted, and I know nothing. As I should know. Because the world has been my opposer. For every truth I have gained, I've had to overcome lies, deception, and deceit. I've had to overcome that evil power that took me to a city that tempted me and said, this is the way. Walk in, and you'll have the joy of the world. The world will love you. The world will appreciate you. They will call you bishop. They will call you pastor. They will respect you. You'll be a loving man. You will preach the love of Christ, but you'll never tell them what to do. You see, Satan don't care if you worship Christ. He just don't want you to worship the truth of Christ. And so therefore, if he can have you deceitfully worshiping Christ, and Christ said many will be deceived by that worship, for in vain do they worship me. In vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. Verse 21, or chapter 21, Revelations 14, and the wall of the city had 12 foundations. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the true city. It has 12 foundations. It has 12 appointments in the year. It has 4 appointments appointed with the new moon appointment, which is 5. 5 is the number of grace. God gives you 5 opportunities per month to come on a set day that He sets with the timepiece of the heavens to come and turn your light on and walk in His city. But they would not. Therefore, He said, go out into the hedges and the highways and compel those who are out there by the byways. Compel them to come in. And they went and they said, good master, we have done as you have bidden, and yet there is room in the city. And he said, go out and gather the good and the bad. Oh, my. Did you know there's a lot of people that don't seem right will go to heaven because they are right, not because they seem right? But did you know that a lot of people that seem right will go to hell because they're not right? And therein lies the paradox of the opposites of those in the flesh who cannot please God and those in the spirit that can, by being bold enough and courageous enough to take up the true times of Almighty God and set aside the tradition of the world and love a God with all of their heart, soul, mind, and strength. In Revelations 21, verse 2, I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride, and adorned for the husband. And it shall come to pass from one new moon to the next, and from one Sabbath to another, will all of my people in the new millennial kingdom of Christ, the eternal kingdom, they shall worship me in spirit and in truth. Oh my, but it is so wonderful to be with you tonight. I have felt the anointing of Almighty God. I know that my message is speaking directly to someone's heart. I want to give you a telephone number that you can call me tonight. You can contact me. I'm live here on the 24th day of November, the year 2002. Our time, ladies and gentlemen, is running out. This is a very complicated thing that Almighty God has hidden from man. But he's revealed it to those who are worthy enough to set the candle in the center of the city and remove the obstruction of the deceit or the veil of flesh and enter into the spirit realm to worship God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. This is the command. And yet so many Christians today, they are lukewarm. They got lip praise. Farewell. Almighty God quoted in the scriptures, this people draweth nigh with their mouth, but their heart is far from me. Many refused to walk with him when he said, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood. Was he talking about to become a cannibal? To really, literally eat his flesh? No. Was it to eat some kind of a wafer? No. But to eat the living word of God and to drink the life blood of the scriptures. For the Bible said, he that believeth on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. The way that seems right has no water of life. It has the water of death. It has not the light of life. It has the light of death. It doesn't have the way that is right. It has the way that seems right. It doesn't have the change times and changing and tradition as what's got man in the awful fix and the awful mess that he's in. What are we going to do about it? We're going to change from our ways and accept the ways of Almighty God. If you're listening to me tonight, Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call, man, I've enjoyed being with you one more time on WWCR 5070. Pass the word along to your friends. I'm sitting in here next Sunday night. Then following that, I'll be sitting in. And then I'm going to do a series by sitting in here and do a series on this very subject of the city set on the hill. So you don't want to miss the conclusion of the episodes of the truth as they come to you. Remember, this is your opportunity. Seize it. Don't put it off. Don't write my number down and say, I'll call him sometime. Call me. If Almighty God is prompting you in the spirit, you owe it to your spirit. This may be your last chance. I appreciate those who have supported me on WWCR, state of Wisconsin, the state of South Dakota, North Dakota, the state of Michigan, the state of Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, New York. A lot of people in the city of New York are writing and calling and inquiring and asking for information. You can have a track on the true times of God, the true city, the true light. You can have that track tonight if you'll just write or call me. Call me at area code 423 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. I'll be standing by immediately after this broadcast. Call me. Don't put it off. Now, if you'd like to write me, you can write Pastor Buddy. Let me give you the address real slow. Write it down. Get you a pen and paper. That's Pastor Buddy. That's all you need. Buddy. B-U-D-D-Y. Post Office Box 2284. That's 2284. 2284. New Tazewell. Let me spell those words for you. Two words. N-E-W. New. Tazewell. T-A-Z-E-W-E-L-L. That's New Tazewell, Tennessee. T-N-3-7-8-2-4. Now let me repeat it for you. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip, 37824. You don't want to put it off. Now, if you'd like to email me, I have a computer. You can reach our website, and I can send you website information if you'll just contact me. Let me give you my web address here on WWCR. You can find me on the web address by simply typing in Buddy at. That's Buddy One. These are lowercase letters too. B-U-D-D-Y One. The number one, Buddy One at Century, CENTURYTEL .net. That's Buddy One at CenturyTel .net. That's all the address you know. It's three ways that you can contact me. And so get in touch with me. I will send you free. Now, I'm behind on my mailing. For those who are used to getting mail from me, I've been in meeting after meeting. I've been terribly busy. And since I'm my secretary and treasurer of this Shepherd's Call operation, I do my own work. I do my own personal mailing. And so I'll get to you as soon as I can. I'll answer your letters. If you've written me in the last month, don't worry. I'll get to you. I'll answer your mail. Everyone, I value everyone that writes, and I will return information that you have requested, or I will send you tapes. If you're on my tape list, you're my monthly or my regular supporters, I will be sending you tapes out very soon, praise Yahweh. So look for it next week in the mail or the week following, as I'll be getting caught up on my mail, and I appreciate you supporting the ministry here at the Shepherd's Call, Pastor Buddy. Now, let me put you in touch with my sponsors, Dr. Gary. That's Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. This is toll-free, and you can order the products that he has listed. If you'll order between the hours of 9 to 5, you can reach Dr. Gary at this toll-free number, 1-877-289-7439. I'd appreciate it if you told him that Dr. Gary, that Pastor Buddy sent you. So you just mention my name, if you will, that you heard me on WWCR 75070. That's our call letters here tonight you're listening to. Dr. Jack, again, 1-888-281-7320. These are toll-free numbers for Miracle 2 products and a host of other health items. Dr. Gary will be sitting in here next Sunday night at 6 Eastern Time, 5 Central. So you stay tuned. And we salute all of our listeners, and we've enjoyed being in your presence tonight on WWCR. And I appreciate all of those who have contacted the show and shown sincere interest in the truth that we minister to. We've got a lot more truth that is hidden from the world. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the truth is precious. It's like a pearl of great price. If you find the feel that the pearl's in, purchase the feel That is, take Christ richly into your heart, possess Him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then begin to conform to His ways. Remember I said, His ways are not your way. Well, until next Sunday night, tune in for Dr. Gary. He'll be sitting in the Shepherd's Call seat next Sunday night at 6 Eastern, 5 Central, and he will continue part two of his message on the health series, and he will be bringing you news about coconut oil. And I don't know whether you know the properties and the value of coconut oil, but you need to stay tuned for that very timely health message that Dr. Gary will be bringing to you. It is a revolutionary truth that you need to be introduced to. So then, tune in next Sunday night on WWCR out of Nashville, Tennessee, 5070, for Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, this is Pastor Buddy saying, Yahweh bless you, and I'll see you.
Join us each evening on this same station. Praise Yahweh.